نحمده سبحانه وتعالى ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله سبحانه وتعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. ليس لنا رب سواه ولا نعبد إلا إياه، مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وتركها على المحجة البيضاء، ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يقول المولى عز وجل في كتاب العظيم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam، إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، نعوذ بالله سبحانه وتعالى من النار. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we all know, yesterday was Veterans Day. People celebrate Hudna, a break time, peace after the war. And they said it's a celebration for everyone who's attending the army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warning us in the Holy Quran as a believers to avoid the war unless we fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The war, because miscommunication between the believers among themselves and the believer and the disbelievers. When we come between the believer and disbelievers, we're going to have an example from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we come between the believers, we have a beautiful example from the Holy Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ فَرِيقًا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ. Don't fight together. Don't push anyone from you to leave the house. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you decided, you aqrartum, wantu tashhadun, you are did it. You take the decision. You kick yourself out of your brother and sister out of their houses. That's what you decide, because you have your own deen and you lifted the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as a believers, we need to get a clear picture. Who is in the front line of the fights? It's your brother, my brothers. Isn't it? Yes. But who's ordering the fight? They are in their own houses protected. They're not in the front line. But the people, the population, the poor, they are there because they just listen to the order, because they are in the army. They cannot say word. The only one which we believe he was in the front line in the war between Israel and Egypt, 1973, was Assadat. And the first murdered in the Air Force was his brother. Brother Atif, when he murdered, they told him, your brother got murdered. He said, Alhamdulillah. His older brother called him and said, do you hear that? Yes, I heard it. He said, you put him in the front. He said, he's one of the people. He's the one who protect the country. So he didn't get upset. But if we think about the war by itself, why we have a war? Why the people fighting? Why the people steal the other people's land? Because the word, a beautiful word that he missed in the Holy Quran, Allah said it, al-afw, forgiveness. We don't have this word, even among us as a believers. Today, I will advise myself and my brothers here today, in this masjid and sisters, to take the advice today. And if you work on it, Allah will reward you the Jannah, inshallah. And if you take it out to the other people, you advise them the same way, Allah will reward you more good deeds as this brother or the sister spread the da'wah. What is it? Al-afw. العفو عند المقدرة. You forgive when you are in the power. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of his name al-afoon. He is the one who forgive. So if we forgive each others, if we love each others, we'll be no war. If we forgive each others, we'll have a very good communication with each others. We take the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a beautiful example. When they kick him out of the Mecca to Al-Madina, you know how much harm he got? Even you threw the stone in him, what he did for him, and he keeps saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't know it. They don't know I'm a real prophet. They don't get the message. So he forgave them. When the Malik al-Jibal, the angels of the mountain say, just give me the order, I will dump it on top of them. He say, no, they don't know it. They don't know the message. And after fact, when he said, وَاللَّهِ إِنَّكِ لَأَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَىٰ قَلْبِي لَوْلَا أَنَّهُمْ أَخْرَجُونِي مِنْكِ. He's talking to Mecca. He's talking to the place. He said, وَاللَّهِ I love you. You are in my heart. I don't want to leave you unless they push me out of Mecca. But when he returned back in that Fath, and he went there with a huge troop, different story now. Now he's in power. And then he went to Mecca. And he got the key of the Kaaba, and he opened it, and there's two idols there. He break it, and he clean the pictures, because he put some pictures of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He moved everything. And after that, he would say, مَاذَا تَظُنُّونَ أَنِّي فَاعْلٌ بِكُمْ. Now he's in power, strong. قال أخٌ كريم ابن أخٌ كريم. You are a brother from a good brothers. قال فَاذْهَبُوا فَأَنْتُمُ الطُّلَقَاء. He forgave them after all of that, after what they did with the Sahaba, after he saw what happened to Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Bilal ibn Rabah, he went to Aslam. I'm giving small stories to see where we add from that. Where is our heart? He said, Ya Aslam, كيف يكون عمر ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu when he's angry? Now take the picture. Umar is a huge, big body, very strong man. When he knocked the door, everybody hear his, that's Umar. Do you know how strong he is? And he say, Aslam, what do you think when he's mad? How he looks? He say, Umar, forget it. Cannot even stay in front of him. He say, if you recite few ayat from the Quran, you will see Sayyidina Umar like a small bird slaughtered. You see how they go down? That's how he is when he listening to the Quran. That's why he mark under his eyes, crying from listening the Quran, understand the word of the Quran. That's Umar, radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's telling us in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get the two people who are fighting together. And he will say, what he got from you, and what you did, oh, he hurt me in the dunya, ya Allah. Take from his good deeds. Count, until he has no more good deeds. So the mazloom, he's look at him, he say, ya Allah, I need more. This is not enough. But he has no more good deeds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-adil, beautiful. Allah is great. He will say to him, oh my servant, look at there. Look at the Jannah. He look at it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his power, he will show him everything. He say, ya Allah, oh, this is beautiful things for who? Who is the prophets will be there? He say, no, it's for one who can buy this place. It's for sale. So Allah, who has the money for that? Say, you have it. Say, me, ya Allah. I buy all of that from where, ya Allah? Say, by al-afwa. But you forgive your brother. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help and support in the day of judgment. Abu Sufyan, the one who hurt the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions badly, when he tried to become a Muslim, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I'd like to enter the Islam.
I never forget him. That's his cousin. But he hurt him badly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Abu Sufyan come from the right, he turned his face to the left. He doesn't want to listen to him. He cannot forgive him. This is the heart. He got hurt badly from him. When he come from the left, he turned his right. He doesn't want to listen to him at all. He tried to get the companions to talk to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Sufyan, he wouldn't enter the Islam, Ya Rasulullah. Until Umm Salama, she said, Ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, he's your cousin. He looked at Umm Salama and he didn't talk. He doesn't want to. Then he went to Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu wa arda. Say, Ya Ali, oh my cousin, I try everything. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he don't like to accept me as a Muslim. What should I do? He said, between you and me, I will give you the secret. He said, what is the secret? He said, Ayatullah, the Quran. If you take it to the Prophet, he cannot say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anything more, any more word. He said, what is it? Tell me. He said, go to Surah Yusuf. And see how is the brother of Yusuf did to Yusuf alayhi salam. And when they came back to him, and he said, oh Yusuf, atharak Allah alayna, Allah, make you are the winner in us, and we could not only mean, we are in justice, we did a lot for you bad. And they say, fa'atharakum Allah, yaghfir Allah alayna, may Allah forgive all of you. See that Yusuf, after 40 years urging, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, you see what happened to Yusuf and his brothers? He looked at him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he's listening to him and he entered the Islam because of that. So al-afu, it's not like you are a weak person. You are a very strong person. Al-afu means you have very strong iman. Al-afu means you are in the faith of the Islam. But don't tell me I steal, I kill, and you ask me for forgiveness for no reason unless it's a mistake. This is a qasas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a sort of qasas in the Holy Quran. We cannot ignore that. But we need to understand our heart is belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you deal with al-af, you deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do need our heart to be like the heart of the disbeliever. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the heart becomes like stone or more stronger than the stones. Laaf is so beautiful. So beautiful. If you forgive the people when you are in power, a man will come in the day of judgment in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling the malaika to come. And they say, listen to that. Ya Abdullah, O servant of Allah, I need you to tell me something good you did in the dunya so I can let you enter the Jannah. Allah, he knows. Sahifat al-insan, the book of them, the people is there. Everything is there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mercy and kind. He's like making you come when you are meeting him because it's these days, very dangerous day. Is there with caring. As Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah said, everybody will sweat depending on the deeds because you are afraid for the mawqif. You are being there in front of the Allah, the creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, khaliq al-samawati wal-ard, the one who did the, all this creation. He said, Ya Abdi, tell me something. He said, Ya Allah, when I have the money to lend it to some people, and look, how is the afu? Some of them business people, and some they don't have business, poor. When I give the money, and I give them time to return, if he's a businessman and they come to me and say, just give me more period of time, or you can just cut it down a little bit because I have difficulty in my business, Ya Allah, I give him that. I break it pieces. I give him more time. When it's come to the poor, I call him, I say, okay, how much you can pay? What do you have? You need more time or you want me to cut it? Unless he say, I cannot pay at all, Allah, I forgive you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, Ya Abdi, idkhul al-Jannah. Allah knows better. But he wanna hear from the Abd. He wanna say to the Abd, I'm here, I'm gonna listening to you. I know what happened in the dunya, and I wanna hear it from you directly. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he's talking about the afu, He's great. When he went to the Jewish man to lend the equipment for the war, and he asked him, Ya Rasulullah, are you forcing me? And he was not a believer. He said, I'm not forcing you. I'm gonna take it from you and I will return it. If something is missing, we will pay for it. Guess what the Jewish man, the disbeliever, said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I trust you, Muhammad. Take it. But before he even said, Ya Rasulullah, wait, can I go to the war with you so I watch my equipment? He wanna go to the war to watch his equipment. He's not guaranteed, but he's going to the war. He's gonna go for the fight. When he went there, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went the fight in the battle, and then he got the ghanaim, a lot of sheep, a lot of cows, a lot of goats, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, there is a lot. And they say, Aturiduha? Do you want it? See the mercy and kind of love. He say, Ya Rasulullah, me? I'm not among you guys. See, Aturiduha? Do you want it? He said, Naham Ya Rasulullah. Say, Fahiya lak. A'taytani fa'atik. You give me and I give it to you back. He went back to his tribe. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Ya qawm isma'u. O people, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not looking for himself. He's looking for the others. He's not this kind of person, like to be a rich man. No, he like to give the da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deenullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, our heart is broken. When you go everywhere, we see these fights among each other. Let's talk about the believers now. Because among the disbelievers, we have the message Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered Mecca, that's more than enough for all of us. But as a believer, sometimes we see our Muslim brothers get killed from the disbelievers and we cannot even talk and we all shut our mouths, and we saw that happen in Iraq. We all saw that. That's nothing to be hide. None of the Muslim leader opened his mouth. None. This is against our religion. They would be asking for of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. Not only that, the scholar said, if one of the leaders, believer or disbelievers, give the order for the war, and the people get more than this war, this leader will be asking about every single person more than the war because of his decision front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, ask yourself, brothers and sisters and myself, why you are here today? Jum'ah Asfard. وإذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع. Come to do a prayer and leave your business. I'm here because of that only. Because when I end the Quran, because it's a fard, or I need to count how many Jum'ah I'm praying. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you don't attend the 3 Jum'ah straight with no excuse, Jannah is not for you. Danger. Danger, very dangerous. Yes, I'm attending the Jum'ah because I want to count how many Jum'ah I've attended in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, I did all the furud. I did all the salawat. So question, why we're here today? Only for the Jum'ah, for the fard, or one half of the Jannah? I need the Jannah in front of my eyes. I'm counting. I'm counting what I attend or what I missed. How many Jum'ah we are missed? No, I'm looking for something else. I need to be in Jannati Allah, Firdaus Allah, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's because I'm here because of that. Not only for one time prayer. Because I need to attend the salawat in the masjid. Or I don't want to miss any fard. I need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meeting the Jannati Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he asks the day of judgment. First thing he will ask about is as-salah. Important of the salah, as-salah, as-salah, as-salah. As-salah tanha an al-fahsha'i wal-munkar wal-baghi. It prevents you from everything. A man who is drinking a lot of alcohol. This in the dunya. Recently. And then he starts, now is culture-wise, they get in the dog, they train the dogs to walk with them, to scare the people. And he meet one of the da'i ila Allah, one sheikh. And the sheikh asks, Assalamu alaikum, he look at him and look at his dog. He scared the sheikh. The sheikh didn't talk. The sheikh, he said, wallah, I will do my target for this person. He came to the salah, to the prayer. And he said, he did only 6 days continuously dua to Allah in his prayer to meet this person, to let him stay away from what he's doing. Allah accepted the dua. And then he passed him by, salamu alaykum, he didn't answer. I say, you don't answer, it's okay. Can we have some drink together, whatever? Finally, the agreement is happening. He sat down with him, and he was an alcoholic person. He started to talk about Allah and so on. And when he finished the session with him, he said, okay, we'll see you next time. He said, no, continue. I never heard about that before. Who is fault? The imam, the masajid, the leaders, because we don't invite the people to the masajid. We don't give the right da'wah. When we see someone get alcohol or drugs, we turn our back completely. We don't want to talk to this person. This brother, his son, he drink alcohol. Forget it. Did you try to get this son and talk to him? Did you try to talk to the girl? What happened? Did you try to come between them and solve this problem? No. We got very tough hearts. We turn our back. It is true, brothers. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's true. No one gets involved. Nobody likes to talk. After day, 2-3 days, then he see this brother. He said, I give up the alcohol. I didn't know anything about the deen. Give up the dogs. And he said, he started to be the first person in the masjid. Then he said, I take the chance because everybody from the place is scared from him because he knows who he is. And he said, I'm going to make a halaqa. Everyone is there in the masjid. And they invite him. He said, all of a sudden I see the masjid is full of the capacity. Then he asked, from where these people come? He said, the brother. He asked them to leave the coffee shop and come to the masjid now. So they scared from him. They still don't know who he is. And he said to the imam, do I have to grow my peer? He said, well, try. Maybe it looks good on you. You never know. So he tried. He said, what do you think? She's so beautiful. So he starts. Then one day, he said to the sheikh, what you are going to talk about it today? We missed it in the masajid, by the way. And it comes from the people who has experience. He say, in general, what do you think? Say, no, I need to talk about the drugs. And how the drugs affect the body. And how we give up the drugs. Important message. Did any one of the imam, you heard them in the masajid, talk about it? No. No. Just a haram brother. Explain it to me. I need to know. How these drugs affect my body. When people smoke cigarettes, they never give up until the doctor say, you know what? You have only this bit left in your lung to survive. If you don't give up, you're going to die. Next day, he stops smoke. Right? So we don't have the right da'wah. So he say, today, I have one coming in this majlis. In this gathering today, he is high in drugs. I need the imam to talk about it. So he starts to talk about it and explain and whatever it is. After that, he said, the brother, he didn't come to the masjid anymore. Then he meet him one day, say, why don't you come to the masjid? He say, I'm reading Quran, translation, hadith, I'm trying to improve myself. And he started crying. And when he started to cry, he asked him, why you cry? He say, I'm going to tell you a story. He said, is anything happened to the brother in the masjid? Because when he was there, the one he's very high, he went to coma, and you put your finger somewhere, and he stand up again, because they know each other. They know the trick, the people who get the drugs. He say, forget about him. I'm talking about myself. The numbers of the people I get to the masajid, and he start to cry again. He say, wallahi, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dreams. Appreciate what I am doing. I appreciate the amount of people I bring to the masajid, and he start to continue the prayer in times. The sheikh look at him and say, can you make dua for me? Say, me? I make dua for you, sheikh? You the one who guide me. He say, but you? The one who saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until now I make all this da'wah and I didn't see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would describe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the book said. This is the afr. Forgiveness. Understand each other's. No one like to be in the hellfire, wal'ayadu billah. None of us like to see our kids away from the houses. None of us like to see our kids in drugs or alcohol. None of us like to see the father drink alcohol or the mom smoke. None of us like that. None. But sometimes things happen behind our back as a parents. And some people advise us, but we don't listen because we don't accept it from our kids and we don't know it. We don't believe it. But what we are doing, we look at the others, we're not looking about ourselves. The masajid, my dear brothers and sisters, a'imma, shura members. That's what the Prophet did. Shura, not one decision. It's a group to take the decision. Wallahi, a brother asked me to give a khutbah in the masjid. A khutbah, one khutbah. I say, schedule-wise, I'm so sorry from the beginning of the year. Wallahi, if I have extra, you know what? When you have an extra day, when the week is five, when the month is 5 weeks, I can give you the last one. Guess what happened? He come to me and they say, I'm really sorry. I say, why you are sorry? He said, it take a processing to get the khatib in the masjid, and the processing, it take 2 weeks. And you have to submit it by yourself, and you have to say yes or no, approve it or not approved. What is processing? What is it? What we are doing? The masjid for the sake of Allah. So the brother asking me, he say, brother Yusri, can we sit down after Maghrib together in a corner, just correct my recitation, give da'wah? I have me and my son and maybe some few brothers. I say, brother, processing. Go to the processing. For the shura member who don't understand what is the word of processing. Because I tried it before, when you start small halqa, getting bigger and bigger, I get the message right away, brother, you not supposed to do that in the masjid, it's the shura member decision, and we have an imam in the masjid. Completely understood. I give up. So the masajid is not belonging to me, or you, or you, or you, or her. It's belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing I can advise, the imam can get involved and see the person who give the da'wah, he's doing the right thing or wrong. Right explanation or wrong. Good recitation or wrong. This is the rules of the imam, but I don't prevent anyone to give da'wah in the masjid. Maybe the brother is good. Maybe I can use him in the masjid. And it happened many times. A brother who was there, with no one reciting the Quran in the Maghrib time, and we came late, and we see someone in the front, African brother, he was leading the prayer. Wallahi, he cried behind him, and he's a taxi driver. I say, brother, you hear every single day in the Salah. We didn't know, why don't you introduce yourself, and you say, I'm memorizing the Quran, and I can lead the prayer. Anytime, brother Joe, go ahead, even I'm here. Don't worry about it. So many things we don't know because we not communicate with each other. We forget the word da'afu, wa'amur bil ma'roof, wa'arad anil jahileen. If somebody says something is not right, just ignore it. So please, brothers and sisters in Islam, take this message. Try to forgive as much as you can. We're going to die. No matter what. And we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get the word of the afwa from his side better than our side. Forgive your brothers and sisters as much as you can. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه من والاه. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the afwa has to come from you individual first. Inside your family. Don't be tough and rough on your child. We heard the brother today say, Alhamdulillah, today we have teenagers. Adopt them. I don't need them to belong to you only. The friend of the masjid, the imam. Go and put your hand in his head. How are you today? Give him a hug, give him a kiss. Let him feel like this is the place to be in. Let you love the masjid. Then between the spouse, which is our biggest problem, they are in the same house today. They don't hate each other, they never hate each other. They love each other, but they have no time to talk to each other because all of them have eyes on the phone, Facebook. Same house. Agreement. Do it in the house. When we sit in the table to eat together, no phone allowed. Put the phone on the side. Don't answer the phone until we finish our food. This is a family time. Thanksgiving is coming. Halal or haram? I don't care, halal or haram. Me, I say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, I eat. But what is good about it? I take it. What is good about it? Gathering. Family together. I meet my kids. I will sit down with them. Maybe they are in different state, but they are coming. They not celebrated Thanksgiving. They celebrate thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we are together as a family. Time for me as a father to lead the prayer. No! Brother, let's go to the masjid in the corner here to break the maghrib together. You break what they believe, but what you believe. Then you see, in the maghrib time, the masjid is full of the brothers. You say, this thing is given. No, they are gathering together, but they don't forget the fard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why they are in the masjid. And the leader who lead the prayer, the imam, has some subject secretly, like 5-10 minutes, give a speech. Give da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how I celebrate it. I don't say halal or haram. I need to sit down. It's not a Christmas about Jesus. Thanksgiving, brother. Again, it's a food. Sit down together, eat together, break in the middle by praying. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See your family kids. They are often this day. We take the benefit out of it. Benefit. I'm working on you. Working, we have no time for each other. But this day, they give us a day off. So if you don't want to celebrate it, don't take the day off. No, I take the day off because I'm going to see my kids. I'm going to sit down with my kids. Again, I'm not saying halal or haram. I'm saying it's a gathering. Sit together. Talk together. Understand it. We need to see the maghrib time, the masjid is full. Because of you. You bring 2-3 people with you. I bring 2-3 people. And everyone bring 2-3. Masjid was full. You know how much thawab you got? You know how much good deeds you collect and you never notice it? In the day of judgment, you get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, Islam, try to practice love, forgiveness. Today before you leave, if you don't talk to anyone in the masjid here or outside, please check the hand of each other. وَخَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ يَبْدَأْ بِالسَّلَامِ. Learn the afu, the servant of Sayyidina al-Hasan. When she gave him some food, she dropped it in his leg. He got so upset and she got scared. She looked at him and he said she cannot even hold herself on her leg, shaking. And she said to him, "What causing me al ghayb?" The people who hold his anger. He said, "I hold it." وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And the one who forgives, not only cause them, guys, hold it and you keep it. No, wake it. Just remove it completely from your heart. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsinin. Allah, He loved the people who give. And they say, and you are free for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we need to learn. Afu, afu, afu. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, soft our hearts. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, naj'alna min al-ladhina ya'fun. Allahumma aj'alna min al-'afin. Allahumma afu anna waghfir lana warhamna. Allahumma afu anna waghfir lana warhamna. Allahumma anta al-'afu al-karim. Kama qalat ummuna Aisha radiyallahu anha. ربنا إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اشف مرضانا مرضى المسلمين وارحم أمواتنا وأموات المسلمين. اللهم لا تجعل لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا مريدا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله رحمني ورحمكم الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم اذكروه وادعوه يستجب لكم. أقم الصلاة.